yeah, bonus point wrapped up by half time, which was good. Better than we did out there. A little bit sloppy the first 15 minutes. We were in there 22 five times in the first 15 minutes and didn't convert until we got that penalty try from the scrum, and then things got a little bit better. So at half time, we had a little quiet word to say that, you know, come Leicester, when we get a chance to the 22, we've got to convert it. Got to be a little bit more clinical without getting too irate. And then we score off at 23 seconds in the second half. So I think they made the point very firmly to the coaching staff that, you know, when the heads are on it, they would do very well. So we spread the tries out, 9 tries, 1 penalty try and 8 with, I think Marcel got 2 and they got 6 others got tries. So that's good. Good little confidence booster for Leicester.
A few lads you gave a chance to, Niall Dacres got over for a try.
He did, and I thought he played really well, Niall. You know, he carried a lot of ball. I didn't see him make a mistake this afternoon. So for an academy lad like that, a young lad, first time in the first team squad, I thought it was a really good effort. And we played him out of position as well at 6 as opposed to lock. And I was really pleased. He finished off a really good move, actually, and squeezing the corner. Marcel Garvey was screaming for it outside. Good lad, just didn't bother and just carried on and scored himself. So
he was never going to get that, was he?
I don't think so. No, you forward that close to the line. But I was pleased for him. You know, give him a boost. And also, you know, that will reverberate down to the rest of the academy players as well to see that one of their players have come up and, excuse me, in the first team and done really well and scored a try.
Yeah, and Richard Magoo-Agoo-Tia-Tia. Got going as well.
He did, yeah. No, I think if we can give him the ball in some space, he's got a good pace, got good feet, good leg drive, and you know, he's going to cause a bit of damage. But it was, again, a good confidence booster for him, because that's the first time he's been involved in the first team as opposed to the A team. so he's enjoyed himself. I found it a little bit colder than Samoa, I have to say, this afternoon. But despite that, I thought he played very well.
What does it mean? I suppose you keep a bit of pressure now on Stade Français at the top.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but they've got quite a large points difference. We closed the gap somewhat today, which is good, because if it comes down to level points, it'll be on points difference. We've got Parma home here, so we'd expect to get 5 points and a good win here. They've got to go to Bucharest in January when it's pretty thick snow. So, you know, there's no guarantee they're going to, if they win, they're going to win by a big margin. So we can close the gap again. But what it does mean is that whatever happens now, provided we get out the 5 points against Parma, which we should do at home here later in January, then we go to Paris and it's all on that. You know, this group will then rest upon the winners of ourselves against Stade Français, and we'll take the strongest possible side over there and try and win, get the win.